there are horrors beyond life's edge that we do not suspect. And once in a while, man's evil prying calls them just within our range.
You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, a real play pulp Cthulhu role-playing experience, starring Ben.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Fred.
Where are you? Where am I?
Mike.
I was just kind of waiting for the hangover to subside.
Steph.
Death is just another place.
And your game master, Veronica.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Cthulhu and Friends. This is Season 4, Episode 1. I am your Game Master, Veronica, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey folks, it's me, Ben. I'll be playing Father Simon, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hey y'all, it's Fred, and I'll be playing JJ, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hey there, everyone. It's Mike Lane here, and I will be playing Grant Langston, and my pronouns are he, him.
And my name is Steph. I'm playing Evelyn Warren, and my pronouns are she, her.
We did it, guys. It only took 4 seasons for us to do that perfectly.
Got it.
We did it. We're professionals.
Fucking hard. Okay, guys, because this is our first session of play for this new arc and the new season, we are not going to roll luck, but that does not mean that we're not so thankful to these amazing patrons.
Aaron Still, Rick McGrick, Michael Yoon, Jack Reedy, Raul Rodriguez, Brad Brockway, Dave Hawk, Johnny Scott, Matthew Simone, Craig Hart, Michael Urban, Melissa S., Dan Wheeler, Amber Schmidt, Davos, Michael Macy, Vlad, Jonathan Kant, Jenna Floyd, Michael Urban, R. Meow, Thomas Stanley, the Nerdly King.
Y'all, we are in a totally new setting, and I'm going to set this up for you just in case you didn't listen to our session zero, and I'm going to give everyone an opportunity to introduce their characters. So it is the year 1936. We are in the metro area of Guadalajara, Mexico. So we are kind of around a film set slash hospital, cathedral area. Fred's character, JJ, is actually producing a film here, and so that's why his character is here. But Fred, would you mind giving the listeners a little bit of an introduction? Tell us about JJ. What does he look like? What's his whole deal?
Well, it'd be my absolute pleasure, ma'am. I appreciate the introduction. Yes, my name is JJ, but, you know, my meemaw used to call me Jebediah Jensen, but that's neither here nor there. You know, my friends, my lovers, they all call me JJ. But yeah, you know, my father, he was a oil magnate and kind of ran into some tough times. So, you know, I'm trying to put my money into this and that, and I hear producing movies is where it's at. So that's what I'm doing about right now here in Guadalajara, where we're at. You know, a little bit about myself. Well, I don't know. What's there to say? I love to drink. I love to smoke. And, you know, I love people. So, you know, I'm just a little bit of a people person. You'll probably find me hanging out with my good man, Rudy. He's my roller and my driver. And who knows? Probably just getting into trouble.
Well, thank you for that amazing introduction. JJ, how old are you exactly?
Well, that's a great question. I believe I'm, what, 31 years around the sun is what I said?
That is what you said last time. Okay. Just kind of on his curtails there in a different trailer, hanging around with film star Margarita Chavez, is Steph and her character, Evie. Would you please give us a physical description of Evie?
Of course. Evie is a bit on the short side. She has short brown hair cut in a bob, usually styles it with the finger, what is it, finger curls. Very classy for her time, but also dressed pretty practical. She's good friends with Margarita, the actress, and grew up in California, where she met her, where she was raised by her single aunt Jane, after her parents died when she was born. And she is a psychic medium, but also a serious skeptic, because even though she hears the dead, she does not hear from her parents or her now deceased aunt. So surely it's not actually the deceased that she hears. So she's been searching for answers ever since.
And someone who is also searching for answers, but has a very ancient way of answering all of life's marvels and questions, is Ben's character, Simon. Father, Padre, please introduce yourself.
Absolutely. Father Simon Nakovetsky is one of the priests here at the church/hospital kind of location. He is kind of average height, has like very, very stylized hair, not usually seen out of his priest garb, which conveniently enough has not changed from now to the 1930s. They've priests been wearing the same thing for a long time. Easy peasy. But yeah, he has been helping around the set. He's kind of the anytime the movie needs any sort of shots or use of the facilities, he's kind of been the point person for them, as he is bilingual, and he can, you know, the most bilingual person there, mm-hmm. or at least one of. And he's average height, nice stylized hair, kind of thickly built, but not like he doesn't work out clearly, but you know, he's not a waif.
Well, don't you have a really low constitution?
I do have, well, it's like, it's slightly below average. So I guess I am okay. A bit waifish. Yes, yeah, that's right. That's right. I was looking at the wrong number.
Okay.
That's right, yeah.
I gotcha. All right. And currently, you know, taking up a little bit of boarding room in your hospital slash church here is Grant, who is played by Mike. Mike, would you please give us a description of Grant? What does he look like today specifically? It's a hot day here under the Mexican sun. We're getting to about late April, and it hasn't rained in a little bit, so it's a little dry.
So Grant grew up as a farmer, so you can kind of see him as wearing a rolled up sleeves, just kind of simple garb. And he's sporting a really nice farmer's tan, but he's got jet black hair that's combed back. Not quite shoulder length, but just ending slightly under the ears and just curled up a little bit in the back. And he has a mostly clean shaven face, except for a pencil mustache.
Okay.
Now, Grant is looking for someone, and because his parents died when he was very young to tuberculosis, mm-hmm. and so he was mostly raised by his cousins over on the East Coast, and they were taken for a ride from a very, very bad man. And so Grant is in Mexico, in Guadalajara, looking for this individual.
And what is this individual's name?
So Grant knows him as Ambrose Wagner.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that Ambrose is here?
Well, he had to do with some kind of film settings and whatnot, and the last bit of evidence that Grant was able to turn up pointed him as coming to kind of a big shoot down in this city. So that's why he came to Mexico.
Okay. Let's pick up a scene. So we're going to be about midday. It's pretty hot. Father Simon has agreed to let Grant do a little bit of landscaping work, around the church, and to be able to earn his keep and maybe even earn a couple of extra coins. So, Mike, I'll let you and Ben kind of take it from here. Let me know if you need any scene setting.
Excuse me, Father?
Oh, yes. Hi. Yes, Grant. What can I help you with?
Well, I'm sweeping away and clearing out this stuff, but it's awfully hot, you know.
Oh, yes.
Lunch or something, or maybe I'll just take a drink in the shade or something, take a break for a little bit.
I could definitely get you at least some water. I could see if someone has perhaps brought something by or has prepared something for us. Perhaps that film set down the way. Maybe they have some... some snacks for us. I could definitely get you a glass of water, though. Just wait right here.
That's extremely kind of you. Thank you.
Oh, of course, of course. Simon will run back inside to get Grant a glass of water.
All right. You do so, and you kind of bump into this kind of rough and tumble, but obviously well-dressed American as he's scouting out the church and the location. So as you bump into this man, you kind of spill water all over the side of his suit there. But this is where we'll bring in JJ.
Oh my gosh, I am so sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
Don't you worry about it, Padre. No harm, no foul. So, are you the standing priest here?
Well, I'm one of. I'm not, so to speak, in charge here, but I am a priest here. Yes. What can I help you with, my son?
Well. It's not really about me, but it's about your church here. I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought you might look like somebody who can make decisions. I am right, correct?
Well, I could certainly help with the decision making. I can certainly bring it up with the others. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Great, great. Now, this is what I'm thinking. Your church.
Okay.
Our movie. It's going to be perfect. We are going to film the next big movie right here in Guadalajara. And you're okay. going to be a part of it.
A part of it? Oh, I don't really want to be on those cameras or anything like that, sir. That's not really for me.
Well, okay. Let's start small. How about just a church then? I'm thinking we could get some scene shot here and really make something of it. We got this amazing actress, Margarita. She's going to do great. She's going to be the next Greta Garbo. But we can use this church, right, for our shoot?
Well, it would just depend on the scheduling and what we have going on. But of course, I could definitely check with His Excellency and we could definitely get back to you on that. Is there a...
Look, let's just start with a small donation to the church. We can make, you know, kind of rub elbows a little bit, make it worth your while, and we'll just go from there.
Okay. Definitely I'm not going to say no. absolutely. Sure. This will definitely go towards helping free up some time, maybe. I'm not sure. I'd have to check our schedule, and His Excellency would have to approve it. But barring all that, I think this should be.
Excuse me. And you both see this kind of older man approaching. He has a slicked back hair, really thick Coke bottle glasses, and he approaches the conversation. Father Simon, is there a problem?
Oh, no problem, Your Excellency. This is, I feel so ridiculous. I forgot to ask your name, but, he's with that, movie down the way.
Yes, yes. In fact, I apologize. I should have told you this earlier, Father Simon. We agreed close to a year ago to allow the production company the ability to make some outside shots. That's what you call them, right? Shots?
That's it. Absolutely, Padre. Shots. Yes. And I was hoping to get some shots on the inside, too. Hopefully I'm not, you know, imposing too much, but I think it'd be great for your church.
Shots on the inside of the... Well, I'm going to need you to roll me a charm or something.
So I have a smooth talker feat, and my charm is a 60.
All right.
So I rolled a 39. So that's just a regular success.
Okay. I'm sorry because you know that I want to support the arts and the growing economy here in Guadalajara, but unfortunately, I'll have to pray about whether or not it is.
It sounds like a maybe. Is that correct?
It's a maybe.
Excellent, because it's the no's that get to me. So let's do this. I think it'll be just an amazing, amazing way to maybe bring in more, you know, followers into your church here. And I think the exposure is going to be wonderful. Now, look, I'm sorry. I can be a little much at times. Let's just start with the outside shots. You know, maybe Padre Simon over here can get me some cactus. We'll get it nice and lively. We'll kind of, you know, pose some shots and we'll go from there. And then we could talk, you know, maybe over a drink.
I will... Father Simon, you take over this part of you oversee the production.
Okay.
I have many important things to do. I'm so sorry, Mr. JJ. I will see you again another time. Please speak to Father Simon going forward regarding anything you need from us. And he'll, of course, accept any donations that you might have for the church. Be well. And he gives a quick blessing and walks away.
Much obliged, Padre. It's been a pleasure. All right, so I believe that was a yes. So inside shots and outside shots. So
let's take it one step at a time. Let's do those outside first, and then maybe, you know, definitely not when we're having service.
Simon, I like you. I think we're going to be fast friends. So why don't we just go ahead and just walk and talk. And he starts to light a cigarette inside the church as he's starting to walk out. So, you know, I'm thinking some great things, but you drink?
From time to time. Oh my gosh. Speaking of here, do you mind if we, I'll be right back. And Simon runs back inside, gets another, refreshes the glass of water. And then says, okay, follow me this way. I was in the middle of getting water for someone. But yes, talk to me. Tell me more about this film that you're doing.
Yeah. So it's called Lobo Oscura. So it's going to be the next big thing, you know.
Oh, sounds very exciting. Yes, yes.
Guadalajara is like the Hollywood of Mexico. It's going to be the next big area. We're going to have some amazing things come out of here. And this young lady we got, Margarita, she is just a star.
Excellent.
I'm really thinking we could get some choice shots here inside and outside of this church and really make this movie pop. So,
And as he says Margarita and having this, you know, this next big up and coming star, you see sitting on the slope of grass where you had left Grant working is this beautiful actress and her friend. And they're sitting with Grant on the grass and they have a little picnic basket with some glasses and they're filling drinks and they're having a little bit of fruit and just chatting with one another.
I immediately put my fingers up in that pose where I'm like framing a shot next to the Padre and I'm framing Margarita, her friend, and Grant. And I'm like, Who is that man over there?
Oh, that's Grant. He's been helping us around the grounds, keep them nice for you. Once we heard you were coming for outside shots, we needed some extra help. So,
great. Can I ask a quick question, Mike? What's your character's like strength, appearance?
So Grant is very well built, strength of 80. Appearance, he's got some acne scars on his face, so only a 40 in that department.
Got it. But I probably like built, like muscular, right?
Oh yeah.
And what are you wearing currently?
So a button-up shirt with the sleeves rolled up and some simple jeans.
Do you not think that you should be wearing a cowboy hat? Because I can't. Right.
Nah.
I mean, it's a popular style. I don't mean to say like it's a cowboy hat like now is a cowboy hat, but it's a normal hat for that time, especially if you're working outside.
Yeah, well, no, Grant's not exactly the most intelligent person either. He picks up on it after a while, but he's definitely going to get some sunburns.
Got to get a couple of sunburns in him before he realizes, I should wear a hat.
I don't need to kill him. Melanoma will.
Padre, you're going to have to introduce me to that young man over there.
Oh, and I don't know who he's talking with. That's
the star, Margarita Chavez.
Oh my gosh! Well, a star. Oh wow! I definitely would have to meet her now. And who's her friend? And I assume we're continuing to walk over there.
So the two of us will approach the three of you, and like I was saying, she is going to be the next big thing. Margarita, is that you over there?
Yes, it is. Of course. Thank you. Padre, it's so wonderful to meet you, and thank you so much for agreeing to put us in front of this beautiful vista. Oh, it's just such an honor and a pleasure to be here. Thank you again. Thank you.
Oh, the pleasure is all ours, and well, I see you've brought your own snacks and water. Grant, I take it you're okay, but here you go.
Oh, Padre, please.
Thank you, Father.
Please, enjoy our spread.
Oh.
Yeah, you're just enjoying a lovely picnic.
Oh, I didn't catch your name, ma'am.
Oh, my name's Evie.
Evie, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Evie is one of my very best friends. We met in San Diego, and she introduced me to all sorts of wonderful things in California. We love to swim. Oh, we enjoy the same type of literature. She's just such a wonderful presence in my life. Thank you so much,
you're Evie. You're so sweet.
Of course. Yes. And we just happened to meet Grant here, and I thought, oh, what a rustic young man who's just working in front of the church. It's just, oh, it's so wonderful. And I just had to introduce myself and come to find out he is not even from here. Where did you say you were from again? The Midwest?
Yes, ma'am. Although I did spend a fair amount of time on the East Coast, or New York City.
In New York City? Oh. JJ, we have to take a trip to New York one day.
It's lovely in the spring.
You've been to New York as well.
Yeah. Oh, well, gosh. Not so much for the sightseeing. I did do a bit of, you know, medium work there, but it was only for such a brief time, unfortunately.
At the moment, I'm walking up to Grant, and without even discussing it with him, I immediately start to kind of like lift his right arm up. I'm wrapping my arms around his like bicep, and I'm like sizing him up. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what was your name?
Hello, sir. Grant? Grant Langston?
That is quite a pair of guns you got on you there, son. You ever do movie work?
No, sir. A little bit of farming when I was growing up, and just kind of dragging some criminals to jail.
I can see it in your arms. Well, look, here's my business card. We're going to talk later. You drink? You want to smoke?
Yes, sir.
I take out a bright, shiny silver flask, and I hand it over to Grant.
I look at this expensive thing I'm holding for maybe a moment too long, and then take a very quick sip and hand it back to him.
I'll take a long draw off of my flask and I say, I think we might have a spot for you in this movie, Grant. You know, maybe just an extra in the background or something doing, you know, work around the church. But, man, let me tell you, you got some potential. Got some guns on you, kid.
Well, thank you, sir. And your name?
Oh, allow myself to introduce myself. My name's JJ.
Oh, what's that short for? Is that's just what you go by?
Well, that's what my friends call me and, you know, my new acquaintances. But, I mean, if you have to know.
And we're all friends here, of course.
Of course, Margarita. Yeah, well, it's short for Jebediah Jensen. I'm from Texas.
Gotcha. Well, it's nice to meet you, sir. And I extend my hand.
And I also shake his hand, but it's kind of like a dead fish. It's like a very weak handshake.
I very much don't grip down.
So, Margarita, what do you think of the church? I'm thinking we could get at least a couple of great scenes out of this location.
Oh, I do. I just think it's wonderful. It's absolutely lovely. The most wonderful church I've ever seen, in fact. Yeah, I can't wait to be in front of this and to play. I've just been running lines in my head the whole entire time that we've been here, and it just seems like such an awfully great opportunity for me specifically, but also for all of you.
I'm just here to hang out, you know.
Oh, I'm not. You're more than just a friend, well, though. She's also helping me find my father, you know. Oh. Who, you know.
Oh. Father missing, Margarita? Is there something I could do to help, or?
Unfortunately, no, JJ. There's nothing you can do for the poor man. He has passed away and gone on to the heavens above or hell below. I'm not sure, you see, and that's why I need my friend here to tell me, because I've lost all connection to him, and he passed so suddenly, and he was so young and handsome. I mean, young.
Well, I don't understand, Evie. What is it that you're doing helping Margarita?
Well, it's a little hard to explain if you aren't into this stuff, but I communicate, you could say. I'm in touch with the dearly departed. It's a natural gift I was born with, actually, and I just try to do my best to connect, and sometimes I reach relatives and can help people, like Margarita here. So that's my hope, that I can help her out and, you know.
And be paid, of course.
You know, a girl's got to make a living.
Of course. And, you know, what a wonderful place to make a living. Right here in the middle of Guadalajara, in front of this beautiful church and with all these wonderful movie stars and beautiful, handsome producers like JJ.
Well, I'm getting kind of famished. I think we should all maybe go get some dinner together. Talk about, you know, what comes next.
Oh, Father, would you please come with us? Please, sir. Oh, it would be so wonderful to treat you.
Oh, of course, of course. If you're discussing the film, I probably need to be there at this point.
Absolutely, to discuss all of the shots inside the church, like we discussed earlier, that'd be great. Yeah,
well,
come on
along. We'll
inside. What? Okay, wonderful. It'll be so great because you see, Father, and she takes your hand, and you start walking to a nearby place.
Yes, my child. Yes,
and she takes you to a small restaurant, cantina type place. And by the time you guys get there, it is mid-afternoon, so it's not well populated right now anyway. But she talks on and on about how they had this amazing set designer who has gone and skipped town. And so now that's why they're here and looking for all of these new locations that they don't have to build from scratch.
Well, doesn't the Lord always provide?
Oh, always. And that is why I am a faithful tither. I would never miss a day of tithing, of course.
Well, tithing is important, but it's also just as important to, let the Lord into your heart. You know, and that's kind of, you mentioned earlier about your not knowing where your father went. I just was wondering if he himself had taken communion, taken taking the Lord into his heart?
Well, of course, Father. We have always been a devout Catholic family. Excellent. You see, there are some strange things happening around my father's death. Mm. And, I shudder to think that he may have taken his own life.
Oh.
And I have to know for sure whether or not that's... I can't imagine that he would. Let's talk of something else, please.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Of course, of course.
Well, let's talk about our success in finding a great spot to shoot at. Maybe... Garcon, can we get a round of drinks around here, please?
Absolutely. And they come around and they bring by a bread basket and a full Olive Garden spread for you. Okay. Full Olive Garden. But you have some little... appetizers that you all can nibble on, but they're not serving a meal just yet. That the meal won't come for a couple more hours, and you're welcome to have a seat on the patio. We'll have a band come by in a few hours. You know, it is Friday. We like to relax, and patrons will come through, and you know, the place will liven up here again. It's just that it's 3 o'clock, and you know you're a little early for dinner and a little late for lunch.
That's quite all right. I love live music, so.
Well, sir, I just want to let you know that you're in the presence of one Miss Margarita Chavez, and she's going to be the next star of Guadalajara, so just make sure you remember that, and you always have a spot for her here in your place.
Okay.
I stand up and kind of put my arm around him and walk him around the corner, take out what looks like a brown leather wallet, pull out some money, kind of slip it into his hand. And I'm like, sir, I understand this might not be important to you, but I'm a little bit of a producer. We're making a movie here. And, you know, Margarita is a very important person. And I just want to make sure that she feels welcome in our city here. And, you know, whatever you could do to make her feel great, I'd appreciate it, and just keep the drinks flowing.
Of course, sir. Yes, absolutely, sir. Well, I'll get the word out.
All right. Well, let's maybe get a cheers going on here. Everybody, if you could raise your glasses.
Of course, of course.
Oh.
Let's, of course. Let's raise our glasses to, of course, the Lord. And to our movie. To our movie, Lobo Oscura. And, of course, to Miss Margarita Chavez. Here, here.
Here, here, to the last one.
Here, here.
Salud.
Here.
And as you are all throwing back your drink, everyone roll me a spot hidden.
Oh, no, I'm not crazy good at this skill anymore. Shit.
Ooh.
Shit.
I got an extreme success of 8 out of 45.
Wow.
Ooh.
Oh, I failed.
It's a way to start it out.
Right? I got a 19 out of 35, so regular success.
And I had a hard success of 13 out of 30, so that's impressive. We are
Father
paying
Simon,
attention.
After that sip of that, he hasn't had alcohol like this in a while. Normally, it's just a sip of the old communion wine, but this stuff, he is not ready for... he doesn't usually come to this part of town to get drinks if he goes out for drinks at all, so he's like, whoo, he's already buzzing.
I would say because Grant is just... uncomfortable with, you know, JJ's wealth and this movie star, he's just not really sure where to look, so he just keeps looking off to the side to see what's going on.
All right, JJ and Evie, out of the corner of your eye, you spot someone stand up and walk behind the bar into a little hallway. It certainly isn't the entrance. It's definitely a back hallway. So you see that movement. And this is all happening behind Father Simon. So his back is turned to it now, so he can't see. But Grant, you spot a profile of someone that you have been tracking for months now as he flips his coat collar up and dons a hat and quickly tries to get out this back exit, you see Ambrose.
Excuse me, everyone, really fast. I need to find a restroom. Excuse me. And I would like to sprint after this man.
Do you want that to be obvious that you're doing that?
Well, I mean, at least to the corner that he's going behind. I want to get towards him as quickly as possible.
Okay. So you all are going to notice that he, something maybe did not sit right with him.
When you got to go, you got to go. The Lord.
Yeah.
Would you the Lord that calls seal? You. I've always There's said. No stopping it. Mm-hmm.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, and this rugged guy dashes off to a corner of the restaurant cafe. Grant, you see a man as he turns a corner, and all of a sudden your eyes are in, like, you're just in complete darkness. Let me know what you do.
I'm just in complete darkness?
Absolute darkness. There are no lights on in here.
I start feeling around for the wall that I'm standing near, and if I feel that, then I'll start to touch my face to see if something has fallen over me.
You can kind of tell that you've been led down a stairwell and into a basement. So this is kind of where you've gone. Now, you had to go past a curtain. So once that curtain kind of fell back, it's very dark in here. It's cold.
I will feel for the wall and then just carefully step down the stairwell.
Okay. You do so. How long do you just go?
Once I reach the bottom, then I'm going to try to start being quiet.
Oh, okay. Once you're at the bottom, you're going to try and be quiet. I understand.
No one can sneak on the stairs.
Famous last words.
All right. You get to the bottom of the stairs, and I'd like you to roll a fighting brawl.
Oh, okay.
You'll need a hard success.
Well, shit. That is a 94 out of 75, so not so much. Can I push that roll?
You sure can.
Shit. I got a 64, and I can't alter that with luck, so unfortunately that's where we're at.
Okay, so you push the roll, you take the consequences. So as you kind of get to the bottom of the stairs, you feel someone push you down that last step, and they kick you in the ribs, kick you in the face, and then you hear this, like, flick of a match as it lights up the room, and you see the face of this Ambrose Werner guy. And just as the match is about to touch his fingers, as the flame has burnt down, he says, "Why are you following me?"
"You left my cousin penniless, and I'm gonna get that money out of you."
"I don't have any money."
"I'll be the judge of that."
And the light goes out. And you feel this bash against the back of your head. Grant has been gone for a very long time.
Oh my goodness.
Very long time indeed.
Perhaps Mr. JJ, maybe we need to go check in the restroom for him. Maybe something came up, I don't know, but maybe he might be, hopefully
it's more like
trouble.
Something probably went down.
Well,
you know,
well,
what
let's
saying.
Make sure he's not in need of assistance. Excuse us, ladies. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Padre,
I don't know if
I'm the one to provide assistance to whatever he's doing in there. I mean,
okay. Well, I will if I need your help, Mr. JJ.
Is there anything I can help you with? I'm so sorry. I just came by and I was going to refill drinks.
Oh, sir. Oh, yes. Where are your restrooms? We've had one of our our companions here has been gone a long time. I was just going to go check on them.
Oh, actually, we don't have restrooms in the facility. You'll have to go outside and just around the back corner. There's a public space.
Oh,
did he went out the front door. I can go out and check. Is that right?
Did sure. we see where he went?
You did, and he did not go out the front door.
I think there's been a little bit of a confusion. Our man, he went behind the bar. There's a curtain room back there.
No, that's just where we keep the things that need to stay cool.
You know what? I'm feeling a little flush right now. I think we might need to cool down ourselves, and I will slip him some more money.
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. I'll lead the way. Anyways, I'm very happy to have you here in the establishment. Again, my name is Kevin, and it's just been a real honor to have you here in this facility. And he opens up the curtain.
What do we see?
Are there stairs? Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a person on the ground?
You just see stairs.
Okay. Well, all right, Kevin. I think we're going to head on down these stairs and see if our man Grant's down there.
Oh, well, let me turn on the light for you. And he reaches on the other side and he flicks on the light.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Kevin. And I hope to see you at Sunday service.
Father. And the man points down at the bottom of the stairs, and there lies Grant, just sprawled out with a pretty bad cut to his head.
Oh my gosh, he tripped down the stairs. Oh my, and Simon runs down the stairs after him. Grant, are you okay?
Father?
Yes, hi, yes. It's me, hi. What happened? Did you fall? What are you doing down here?
I just look around a little bit to get my bearings and see that this area is now lit. I was looking for the bathroom, and then I went through that curtain and did not see there were stairs. I'll be okay.
That's rough. As long as you're going to be okay, we should probably get this looked at. Can I roll a medicine to see how bad his head wound is?
Absolutely, okay. You can. Yeah, go for it.
Hey, all right. That is a success with a 19.
Okay. Yeah, you can see that he's got a pretty bad gash, and he probably just needs to stay awake for a while. He might have some kind of injury to his head, but, I mean, there's not really anything you can do for it other than treat the wound and keep him awake.
Does it look like it needs stitches at all? Do we need to worry about that?
No. I don't think you need to spend time on that.
Well, all right. Well, Grant, it doesn't look too bad. We'll probably just no more drinks for you, okay? You might need to stay awake for a little while. Your head might be a little... You got your bell rung, buddy. So we'll get you back to... We'll get you back to the church and we'll get you all taken care of, okay?
Padre, he'll be just fine. Look at him. He's built like an ox. Just rub some dirt in it. Let's go back upstairs. I think the ladies are waiting for us. Okay. Let's just have another drink or so. I think it'll help.
Okay. Well,
yes, sir.
Grant. Not you. Just water for you.
I'll be fine, really. And I'll pull out a handkerchief and just kind of wipe my face off.
Okay, yeah.
As Grant and Father Simon walk up the stairs, the server pulls on your jacket, JJ.
Sir, I felt like I should tell you. There was a man in here earlier, but he's gone now, and he was the only other person, you know, in the entire cafe. He's been here several times this week. His name is Mr. Donovan, Mr. Gil Donovan. Yeah, I just thought you should know. Thought you should know that.
Well, I appreciate that, Kevin, but, I mean, what's down there? How did he get out of here if he didn't come back up these stairs?
Oh, look at this, sir. And
just behind this, like, barrel of, like, just different foodstuffs, there's a little trap door. Only our cooks really know about it, so, and I didn't want to admit in front of the Padre that sometimes we have to sneak people in and out. You understand. Not everyone in the city is, how should I say this, reputable, so, you know.
Got it. Well, Kevin, your secret's safe with me, but, you know, if this Gil Donovan guy shows back up, if you could just send somebody to grab me, I think I might need to have a conversation with him.
Certainly, sir. Of course. Could I have your card or something so that I could get in touch with you if needed?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. And of course, I'll let you know as soon as Mr. Donovan comes back. He's been a real regular, like I said. He comes here all the time. But if he's not here, he's at some of those poetry readings just down the street. So just so you know, that's where I know he likes to go. Not that I go and read poetry. I don't know anything about poetry. Poetry and me, we are like oil and water. We're like sand and butt cracks. We don't go together.
Kevin, I just want to let you know that was poetry right there. So you might want to get into that a little bit. But hey, I appreciate all the information. I appreciate you letting me know what's going on. And, you know, I'll have a conversation with Grant and figure out what that was all about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Well, I'm going to go. I think they are serving dinner now. So I'll go make up a few plates for everyone and bring a spread back to the table. I sure hope that this doesn't make you feel like this isn't a safe restaurant. Sir, we're one of the safest restaurants in Guadalajara. And of course, you can come here anytime. And we'd be so happy to see Miss Margarita here as well. And anytime you need anything, don't you forget, Kevin is your man. Kevin with a K. Kevin all the time.
Kevin all the time. I appreciate it. I feel like we're going to be fast friends.
Yep.
And I will go and sit back down.
Okay. Maybe 5 or 10 minutes later, there's food coming, but feel free to make conversation.
Grant, are you all right?
Yeah. I took a short trip down a long flight of stairs.
Oh, God.
I thought the bathroom was down the stairs. It wasn't. I'm okay.
Good to know.
I'm okay.
Okay. Thank goodness. These are some excellent drinks. Don't let them get too much to your head, you know.
He'll just nod with a bit of embarrassment.
I'll kind of lean in towards Grant in a hushed tone. I'll say, so Grant, what was that all about? My man Kevin over here says that there was some other gentleman there named Gil Donovan.
Yes, sir. I didn't want to make anybody else's business, but that man absconded with basically all of my cousin's money, and they're basically the last thing I have as family, and I made a vow to her that I would find him and make him pay, but he got me on those stairs when it was dark. I misplaced a step and took me down, but usually when it's lit, I can stand my own.
Well, Grant, I can respect that. There's only three things that are important in life. That's family, that's booze, and oil. So, hey, you know what? Let's see what we could do to help you out and find this guy. Kev over here with a K, he said that he does some poetry readings down the street, so hopefully that'll help with you finding him. But if you need anything, you know, you let me know.
I'm sorry, I wasn't meaning to eavesdrop. Did you say that poetry readings?
Well, yes, you were eavesdropping, but there is kind of poetry going down the street here. I don't know. You might want to talk to my man Kevin over here.
No, sir, I don't know anything about poetry. No, I just know that occasionally it happens about 2 blocks away from here. And he looks at you, and I'd like you to roll a spot hidden.
Oh boy, that's an 88 out of 35.
Dare you push it.
Oh, is that an option?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you'll... Let me pull up the thing for pushing the roll. Give me just 1 second.
Did you look it up, Mike? Was there like a detriment, a consequence to pushing?
I think it just has to be something that has a consequence. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like taking a 10 or taking a 12. Like, the situation has to support it. But in this case, it's like re-rolling. Let me pull it up.
Oh, yeah. Maybe spotting something might not be.
But, oh, okay. Well, that's fine if I can't push it.
In this particular circumstance, I'm going to say that, yeah, you can go ahead and push the roll.
Okay.
So basically, you're going to try again to get a little bit of inside information from Kevin.
That was an 86 this time.
Oh, so, no!
Not much better.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I don't really want to spend all my luck in one place. Oh, no. So
you cannot use luck on a push roll.
Oh. Well, okay. Then that's just...
Yeah, no. Madam, I'm so sorry. No. Poetry is not for you. Perhaps you should consider the library. That might be a good place for someone like you, I think. The library. There are a lot of good reading spots in a library.
Oh, yes.
But not poetry. Poetry is not for you.
Oh. Margarita was telling me about poetry. That's interesting. Okay.
Yes, that is interesting. And I think that we will make up our own minds as to whether or not we would like to indulge in poetry or not, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Margarita.
I'm here for you.
I appreciate it. I have enjoyed some poetry in my day.
I love poetry. Kevin writes down the address where you can get the poetry. Okay. Yeah. Poetry. This is where Gil often is reading poetry.
Excellent.
And he just nods and backs up.
I'm sorry, who was Gil?
Oh, sorry. Nods and backs up.
It's an associate of mine. I was talking to Gil about it earlier. Or actually, I was talking to Kevin with a K about it earlier. Nothing to worry about.
I see. I mean, you may not want to interrupt him while he's enjoying poetry. Perhaps after or before. Just a thought. It's rude to interrupt a poetry reading.
Well met. Understood. It is. Definitely. Mm-hmm. That is okay. Great advice, Evie. I appreciate it. I will take that into consideration.
Good.
To poetry.
To poetry.
And Margarita lifts her glass.
Evie will as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little clink.
Clink.
Is that something we all would like to do? Because I personally, I'm a fan of words and the written word and... Especially when it comes to a bit more of a flowery language, like those found in the good book. I always appreciate it. I always think of poetry as something as the Lord finding a way to focus the love in one's heart into the words on the page, like how the good God above had done that for the Bible. So... It's nowhere near as good. It's something to be enjoyed. I mean, if it sounds like this Gil is someone you want to connect with, Mr. JJ, or they could they be helpful for your movie? Maybe if they write poetry, maybe they could do some writing for some scripts and stuff that we should go see what they have in store. I mean, I feel like I'm part of this movie now. I want to help you, and if this person has a good penmanship, a good way with the words, and Margarita, maybe they could write you like an iconic line to say in front of the church. I think that would be beautiful.
I think that would be wonderful, Father, but I, of course, need my beauty sleep, and of course, Antonio and I have a scene that we are working on tomorrow, so JJ, I will bid you all a fond farewell, and I will meet you
perhaps later, in one of the practicing trailers. So, I'll meet up with you all on set then.
Absolutely, Miss Margarita. It's always a pleasure. You get some rest, okay? We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you all. And she grabs her handbag and waves ta-ta to everyone and walks away.
Well, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I'm full. I got a nice bunch of whiskey in me and feeling a little frisky. I mean, if you guys want to go check out this poetry thing, I mean...
I don't know if that's your scene, JJ.
Evie, I mean, that's a little presumptuous of you.
I don't think
we know each other that well, but...
That's my bad. Forgive me. Do you like poetry?
I mean, I feel like I like poetry just like the next man here. I mean, you know.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well...
Miss Evie,
this could be interesting.
I feel like there's something being unsaid here. I mean, if you'd like to say something, please. I'm all ears.
No, I'm enjoying this quite frankly. If you think this gill could be helpful for Margarita, then perhaps we should meet him on his way out of the poetry reading.
And if anything else, I would recommend we keep Grant awake a bit longer. His head injury wasn't too bad, but Grant, you need to, again, I think this would be great. Just let's take in more, let's show you around the sights more. You know, I don't get out often enough from the church anyway. I think this will be great for all of us.
So Father Simon leads you to one of the electric trams that's been installed around the city over the past decade. And so you take a tram and it takes you, quite a ways away from the poetry reading area. And then eventually it circles back around and you're able to take a horse-drawn carriage over to where the poetry reading site is. And in no time, you are in... kind of a very low-key club.
I don't know what it is about a horse ride in Guadalajara, but it is fantastic. I am feeling alive tonight.
Fred, roll spot hidden.
Roll horse enjoyment.
18. 18 out of 30 is a regular success.
Okay. As you get off of the trolley, you notice that, like, there are a lot of men and women here. This is a very lively poetry scene.
Well, this is quite a gathering here. Reminds me of back home when we get down and do a little dancing, but... I mean, I'm surprised that poetry has quite the following. Did you know about this, Padre?
No, not at all, actually. This is very interesting. I mean, you know, I most people kind of stick to talking about the church with me. They don't really talk too much about their outside lives too much outside of confessional.
That does make sense. No offense, Father, but you're church can be a bit judgmental.
Oh.
And especially against sometimes those who like poetry.
So as Evie says this, several people kind of start flocking toward Father Simon and are shaking hands. And Father Simon, it's so wonderful to see you here. We would have never expected you to be a person that enjoys poetry the way that we all have come together to enjoy poetry together. Thank you for joining us, for being here, and for standing for something that is so important. Thank you, Father. And they'll kiss your ring and do a bow and just... I've not gone to church in so many years, but you can expect to see me this weekend. Of course, Father. Thank you so much.
Backfired.
Of course, my son. Of course, my child. Yes. I wish I would have known. I would have been here sooner.
Oh.
Wow.
Nice to hear.
Wow, Father. Hello. And a woman makes eye contact with Evie. And can I interest you in a drink?
Oh, I would love one. Thank you. And I will go over and kind of take her arm in arm and walk up to the bar.
Thank you. And she smiles so broadly at Father Simon for being here with all of these lovers of poetry. Grant, roll spot hidden.
Oh, man. Something weird is going on.
I was about to say, I don't know. I need to look up what poetry means. I don't know if I know what it means anymore.
41 out of 45.
Is that a hard success?
No, just basic.
Okay. Grant, I'm going to say you and... I keep wanting to call you fucking Edward.
JJ.
You and JJ kind of put your eyes together, clock what is being said to Father Simon, see what happens with Evie and this woman walking across, and y'all understand that poetry doesn't mean poetry. Poetry means there's some kind of love connection happening here. This poetry scene is for people that love poetry. And you're not sure, and I'm not sure as the GM, whether or not your characters are participants in poetry. But there's a vibe here.
Hey, Miss Evie, I'm sorry.
Are you doing okay, Grant, with your head?
Yeah, I was just wondering, can you accompany JJ for a minute? I just wanted to check on something before we all go in.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, that's mighty nice of you, Grant. I don't know if I need any accompaniment, but I mean, I'll spend some time here with Miss Evie and her new friend.
Sure.
Oh, no. Sir, I'm sorry. I just wanted to look in on something. I'm just getting a weird feel from this place, and I just want to poke my head in before you guys get in there in case something's a little off.
I'm sorry. It's okay if this isn't your thing. You don't have to come in.
I don't think it's what we think it is.
I think I know what it is, actually.
I'm confused. Oh. We're talking about poetry, right?
We are talking about poetry. Back home, we had book clubs. Here in Mexico, we enjoy poetry. And there's a dog down the street barking. You can just hear it right over there. Sorry, it's just going off like crazy.
It's rather lively and loud in the streets of Guadalajara. Dogs run over all over the place.
They're everywhere. My goodness. Anyway.
So wait, what kind of... So like the Psalms?
Father, you...
Precious.
Most definitely should just... Wait here. I'm just gonna poke my head in.
It is okay.
Really,
if
really
the
quick.
Father likes poetry. It is okay for him to come, even if he doesn't. It's okay if he comes in and supports the people here. I think. Did you see the way they reacted? That meant a lot to them to see him here.
I'm just very confused. Yes, Grant, could you please take a look before I?
I would like to zip to the front and just kind of look in to see what's going on.
Grant, you look in and you just see many couples just hanging out at cafe tables, enjoying a drink together, having what seems like a very casual evening of just enjoying one another's company. It's almost like a date night spot for people.
I'm going to tap the shoulder of a gentleman walking by. Excuse me, sir. You know, my wife and I are thinking about coming in here. What can we expect? Because I just wasn't sure if it was quite her thing or not.
Roll fast talk?
Well, it's not so terrible. It's 20 out of 5.
You could push, not push, use 15 luck and get it to 5. How much luck do you have?
I have enough. I will do that. That makes sense to me.
Okay. You and your wife? I'm confused. Why would you need to be here then?
Oh, yes. I heard there was poetry, but I was thinking maybe it was something other than just poetry.
Poetry is poetry. I don't understand what you mean. Could you be a little bit more direct, sir? I'm sorry. He's waiting for me, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry, like I'm so sorry.
This is our one evening that we get to be together.
I apologize. What exactly happens in here?
Love. And that's where we're going to call it.
That was beautiful.
That was amazing.
I like how Evie was just all about it. She was like, oh, I know this kind of place. Like,
yeah. Immediately figured it out. Now I understand. Now I literally was confused until the very last minute.
She has partaken in poetry in her past, after all.
Yes, now it makes sense for what you... Yes, okay.
But the way Father Simon was talking about the Bible and how much he loves poetry, I was like, chef's kiss. That's I love this.
All those begats.
Well, if you want to see our next poetic tweet, you can follow us on twitter.com/CAF podcast.
You can find me on Twitter at Ben Stonick.
You can find me at I Think I'm Fred.
I'm on Twitter at One Gaming Lane.
I am at Starlit Firefly.
And I'm at Typical Veronica. It was so great to get to know new characters and new places and spaces and communities. Mm. It's a joy to be back in the DM's chair with you all. So thank you again for another awesome night. Thank you to everyone that came out to the live stream.
Thank you.
It was so awesome to have you all kind of guessing what's going on and what is poetry. Wonderful. So thank you all so much, and we'll see y'all then with another exciting episode of Cthulhu and Friends. Bye.
Bye.
This episode was edited by Steph Kingston. You can find her on Twitter at Steph O. Kingston. This episode was produced by me, Veronica. The opening theme was composed by Rob Anderson. You can find him on Twitter at Hey, It's Birdie. Voiceover in the introduction was provided by Rick Lee. You can find him on Twitter at Rick_Lee. RIC_LEA.